Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, from Gordon Medical Associates. I would like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals, BioResource, Frequency Specific Microcurrent, Real Time Laboratories, and Natural Immunogenics for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products in my practice pretty much daily, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of these products when appropriate. Now, we are live, so if you have questions for us, please call 1-866-472-5792, or you can email me during the program or afterwards at neilnathan@earthlink.net. I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play Time, and Kindle, all for free. If you're into social media, please like us and share us. We now have our own Facebook page, so please go to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today and like us and share us. Now, without further ado, I am delighted to be able to introduce you to today's guest, who is Dr. Len Oakes. Dr. Oakes is a neuropsychophysiologist with over 30 years of experience working as a psychologist in behavioral medicine. With a PhD in social psychology and extensive formal clinical and school psychology training, he's nationally recognized for his work in this area. He served two terms as president of the New York Biofeedback Society. With a background in electronics and programming, he invented and continues to develop a form of neurobiofeedback that involves non-conscious responsiveness of the brain. And this is ideal for those who cannot sit still or have no language skills. In October of 2014, he was awarded the Joel L. Lubar Award for his pioneering contributions to neurobiofeedback. So, again, without further ado, introduce you to Dr. Len Oakes.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks, Len. It is truly a pleasure to have you on the program today. We're going to be talking about a electronic device, if you will, called the Lens. And so why don't you begin by helping us to understand what can this do? Why should we be interested in this particular device?
Well, what caught my attention is that it seems to interrupt some chronic problems much more easily than I thought they could be interrupted. And then once interrupted, then the brain kind of puts itself back together again. So it's a much faster operating system than anything out there. And it also has, and I don't know that you even knew this, some pretty stunning implications for reducing or actually even eliminating some pain that is chronic. It's probably the best painkiller that I know.
Actually, Len, I did know that, and I've been using it that way for a while. So for our listeners, one of my two favorite medical devices is the Lens. I have found it to be absolutely brilliantly helpful for patients who have had traumatic brain injury, autism, a number of very complicated neurological issues, patients like my Lyme patients or Bartonella and mold patients who have dyskinesias, pseudo-seizures, patients with seizures, and as Len is describing, headaches and pain. I mean, that's just the beginning of the kinds of thing that I find it helpful for, and I've just found it to be a godsend for patients who've had some of the difficulties in those areas.
And we're finding out new uses for it every day. It's pretty, I think, the most frequently used word around the office is, really? It really did that? It really did this?
Right. I didn't know it could do that.
Yeah.
Well, but the key to it is that it is a very, very gentle and safe device, very easy to use, and we'll talk about it as the program unfolds. I'd like listeners to kind of get a feel for what it would be like to sit down and work with a lens practitioner and what exactly they would do and what they might feel. But Len began by saying that it interrupts certain brain processes, and that's really central and important because from my experience, what a lot of my patients have is, I would call it a neurological looping, or you can call it a stuck place, where for some reason, perhaps traumatic brain injury, other forms of injury, a biochemical inflammation of a wide variety of sorts, the neurons in the brain kind of start looping on each other and they just can't move. So again, the word I would use for it, and Len, feel free to correct me if it's not accurate, is it kind of reboots the system. It gets it back.
Oh, I think it's really very, very well put. It's the looping that gets interrupted, and the brain kind of blinks and says, oh, now what was I doing? Oh, I was really designed to do such and such, so let me connect up in a way that my parts weren't connected before, and let's let those messages go through, without all the looping going on, without that repetitive problem being recycled over and over and over again.
Our listeners may not know that one of the major concepts of how chronic pain happens is that once an injury occurs, you can imagine the information from the site of injury. Let's just say
you have an amputated leg.
Yeah, burning yourself or whatever it would be. Somewhere in the skin, the neurological impulse comes into the body. It then goes to areas of the spinal cord, which are specific for carrying that information, and then it's carried back up to the brain. And what a lot of people have learned is that both at the spinal cord level and at the brain level, the nerve endings are packed so tightly that it is not hard to imagine that particular electrical information, rather than taking a straight line, starts to loop on itself. And in the chronic pain world, we call that a reverberating circuit or a reverberating loop, meaning that even when the original injury is completely gone, if it is looping, the brain keeps going, ow, 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 because it doesn't know that that's happened. So breaking a reverberating loop is one of the key concepts in all of the treatment of chronic pain.
And I think I have an idea about how and why that might happen in the first place. I don't think evolution ever expected humans to live as long as we do. So it figured, why break that reverberating loop? Just let it go, because people aren't going to be living long enough, and who cares? And somehow we seem to be living a lot longer than evolution expected us to. And we haven't been around long enough with a need to get rid of that kind of looping pain or looping defenses, if you will. So that the people that we see are pretty much all in the same situation, in the same dilemma. And there are a very, very few people that we don't see, and they can have the pain, they can have the trauma in their tissues, they can have their trauma socially, and they just move on. They don't reverberate, they don't loop. And those are the people who have adapted, and the rest of people, not quite yet. So the lens then comes into play for those people who have not yet adapted to these situations.
Right, and it's an interesting question. I don't really know with certainty which patients will not loop and which patients will. I suspect that those who have some underlying inflammation going on more globally would be more prone to that kind of a process. But, you know, sometimes it just looks like bad luck.
I just don't think we even see that. I don't think they show up. I don't think they make an appointment with us if they don't loop.
Well, sure, because they don't hurt anymore. You know,
right.
What nature designed, you get a pain, the body recognizes it, it goes, okay, let's go deal with that. It gets dealt with in a short period of time, and we go on. And then, although we don't know why, for some people, it just doesn't settle down.
Right.
So, given that, and I view the lens as one of the premier safe devices that will actually accomplish this rebooting process, maybe we could start by talking about how did you discover this process? How did you come across it?
It started as I was reclining on a sofa at home and just sort of thinking about the day. I got a telephone call from a friend who said, in his Texas drawl, "Lan, I've been working with people with kids, and I've been flashing a light in their eyes 10 times a second, and then 18 times a second, and then 10 times a second. I said, "Wait a minute. Where did you get those frequencies, 10 and 18 times a second?" He said, "Well, I got them from the literature." And I said, "Well, how often does these large statistics apply to the people that you see as individuals? Why don't, instead of you picking out these specific frequencies, why don't you just track what their brain is doing and just pick out the most preeminent frequency at every moment and just flash the light at those frequencies?" Oops, I just remembered that about 5% of the people, we were using flashing lights at the time, or we're talking about using flashing lights. I remembered that about 5 to 7% of the people have seizures in relation to bright flashing lights. They're called photohypersensitive. And I figured, you know, I don't really want to take a chance of flashing these lights in people's eyes and finding out too late that they were photohypersensitive and had seizures in reaction to them. So let me do some mathematical tricks on the feedback. You know, we're picking up signals from the brain and changing them into flashing lights. But why don't I do some tricks so that it's impossible to ever flash the lights at the frequencies that are giving seizures? And I suggested that to him, and he said, "Well, what do I know?" I said, "Well, I'll design the programming if you'll pay for the programming." And he went ahead and paid for it, and 3 months later I got a floppy disk with the programming on it. I tried it out. I didn't know what it would do. I tried it out on myself, actually. And it was really, the patterns of light were really beautiful. And then I put it away figuring, well, you know, that's the end of that. I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't hurt. I didn't have a seizure. Not that I would have anyway, but I didn't. And, you know, I just put them away. And then it wasn't until a few months later that I had a person that wasn't responding. He was actually a Vietnam vet, and he was quite irresponsible. He drank a lot, used cocaine, smoked marijuana, and he had post-traumatic stress disorder from being in Vietnam. You know, bearded type, and his wife couldn't depend on him, and his kids were acting up, and he was not much of a help around the home and never showed up on time. So I started using this stuff with him, and in very short time, he was past all the post-traumatic stress, past the depression. Tears were coming down his eyes, and I said, "Well, what's going on?" And he said, "Well, you know, it's hot." I said, "Hot like where?" "Hot like Vietnam." So in some ways, he was back there, and then he got past that. It just disappeared. And He stopped the cocaine. He just stopped it. He just sort of just stopped it. And he started showing up on time at home. He started being a father to a 16-year-old boy. His wife started to be able to depend on him, and he quit. He said, you know, if I continue, I'm not even going to want to use the marijuana, and I like it too much, so I'm quitting.
Let's take a smidge.
I started using it on some of the other people. I was renting a room in a medical practice from a rather famous psychiatrist, and people did so well that the psychiatrist came over and said, Len, you're wasting patients. I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, they're getting better faster than my marketing can bring them in.
You better cut that healing stuff out because I'm losing money.
That's exactly what he said. And I said, you know, I'm out of here. I'll come back tomorrow and I'll take all my toys. And I didn't have a job, but I didn't want to be part of that kind of an attitude.
Right. So let's take a bit of a break, Len.
We introduce
our sponsors, and we're going to come back to this story and talk about this in more detail in just a bit. But first, let me mention to our listeners the company Researched Nutritionals. Researched Nutritionals is extremely well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations to promote a healthier quality of life for some of our most difficult patients. They do a great deal of clinical research, and some of their products are particularly pertinent to our discussion. Today, I'd like to mention one product called CogniCare, CogniCare, which is a unique and comprehensive collection of nutritionals that specifically improve cognitive support for neurotransmitters, for focus, mental acuity, and mood. I mean, some of the ingredients are huperzine A, glutamine, tyrosine, vinpocetine, phosphatidylserine, and acetylcarnitine. It's kind of a great overall group of nutritional supplements to help the brain work better. So that's Researched Nutritionals at researchednutritionals.com, and you can call them for more information at 1-800-755-3402. The other product that I would like to mention, other sponsor at this moment, would be that of Natural Immunogenics at natural-immunogenics.com. They are the makers of hydrosol colloidal silver, one of the finest forms of colloidal silver available, which we use as nasal spray, oral, and intravenously for some of our most difficult infections. So that's natural-immunogenics.com. 888-328-8840, and we will go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Healthcare professionals spend a lot of time keeping the rest of us from losing it, getting too stressed out, and from burning out. But who helps the healthcare professional from avoiding the same things? A professional coach can help you avoid burnout, and by doing so, lead a healthier life. Tune in to Dr. Raji Menon's Stress Busters Corner. We're here to help those who help everyone else. We help them avoid burnout themselves. Tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan.
If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to the cutting edge of health and wellness today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I am with Dr. Len Oakes, who is the inventor and developer of a device called The Lens. And we've been talking about The Lens as a unique and extremely valuable tool to help with a wide variety of medical conditions and symptoms. And Len was describing how he kind of, if you will, like all great inventors, stumbled upon it, kind of realized what he stumbled upon, and then kind of developed it. So perhaps, Len, we can begin this segment with describe what it would be like for a patient to come into your office, and how would you set them up and fix them up, and how would you attach the electrodes, and how would that proceed?
Sure. First is the inevitable evaluation, and we do kind of three evaluations. One is called an intake, so we just basically get the story of the person, what they want, whether they're on medication and stuff like that. We do a symptom checklist, and we do that so that we can track the most prominent symptoms over the course of this, so we can have an independent idea of how people are getting better and how the symptoms are diminishing. And the third thing is a sensitivity questionnaire. And that's important because that basically tells us how much feedback we have to use. So let's turn away from the evaluations per se and think about the equipment and the hardware and software. We have a little box called an EEG. And that is an electroencephalogram that measures brain waves. And we use wires to connect that monitor to the person's head. Now, there are no shocks, no needles, nothing hurts about this procedure. In fact, most of the time, people can't feel anything. We use one set of goo called skin prep to take away some of the dead skin and the oils, so that doesn't interfere with the brainwave signals being measured. The brainwave signals are on the order of a millionth of a volt. You know, a volt and a half would be something you would use in a flashlight, a little pen light.
So we're talking a minuscule amount of electricity here.
Right, right. It's something you can't even feel. And most people don't even know that it's there. And we're essentially very complex batteries. So just being alive makes us generate electricity. And that's the very tiny amounts of electricity that we pick up. So once the skin prep goes on the skin of the head, with the ears and different places on the head, we use a paste wax, a little bit on the salty side, to help conduct the electricity to the sensors. And we attach the sensors to the head with the paste wax and after having done the skin prep. And then there are two ear clips, so one sensor goes on each ear, and then a third sensor goes somewhere on the scalp. And at the other end of that wire for those sensors goes right into a socket on the EEG. And then the EEG in turn plugs into a computer, which turns the EEG on and off at appropriate times and turns the feedback on and off. And all that stuff is pretty much automatic. We consult with the questionnaires to find out how much feedback is needed. And if a person's real, real, real sensitive, we might give them 1 second of feedback in that entire session. And some people kind of object to having traveled a couple hours and being given 1 second of feedback. And I know my wife would ask, well, let's suppose you had a piece of glass in your eye and you go to the ER. Now, the doctor says, would you like me to spend 1 second and take that glass out of your eye, or do you want me to spend 40 minutes to do it? You know, what we do depends on the person. And if we don't have to spend much time helping them feel better, then we won't spend much time. So we put a premium on really getting results fast if we can, and making time so that we can take longer when the person and the patterns in that person are much more complex. And they can get enormously complex so that, you know, it would take a physician to figure out what are the things that need to be done, what's the nutritional element, what's the medication, and what are other kinds of processes that need to be involved. They're far beyond what we can do. So while some people can be real simple and have a very significant problem, it's just that it's a very simple one. And other people can take a longer and be much more complex and need to take longer periods of time.
Let me give my simplified version of what I think is happening, and if it's overly simplified or actually flat out wrong, feel free to correct me.
Well, that's what my wife does to me all the time.
So my understanding really is what the lens will measure in the EEG is it's going to look at 21 different areas of the brain in terms of what are the brain waves doing in those areas. And by looking at that, you can determine which areas of the brain are electrically underperfused, meaning not getting enough juice or current through there, or maybe overperfused, maybe too much going through there. And by identifying that, you can put an absolutely minuscule, almost homeopathic electrical signal in to the areas that are not getting perfused and kind of remind the body, rebooting was the word we used, remind the body of, oh yeah, that's how I used to work. So that's my explanation, and I'd love to have you correct it if it's not quite right.
Okay, one of the big differences between us and other people who do that is I think it's just as important to see what's going on the way to an area on the brain that may be really involved with the problem. So in other words, let's say we wanted to get to San Francisco, and we knew there was an auto accident somewhere on the road to San Francisco. We wouldn't have to go into all the way into San Francisco to solve the problem if we just knew how to detour around a problem on the way to San Francisco, then we would get there just as fast. So we put a high premium on going to where the problem is not, but on a road, being on a road that leads to the resolution of the problem.
And again, if I am understanding this, these brain maps, these EEG maps that you can look at on the computer, kind of clarify for you both the road and the detours, and it gives you a way of figuring out, okay, where do we want to take this person? Is that a reasonable
understanding? Yeah, it tells us where to put the sensors and where on the head and in what order. So we place them in one area first, then the next area, then the next area. And that's what all maps do. They tell you, they give you an overview of the territory, and they tell you basically how to get to where you want to go.
And I would emphasize we particularly at our clinic have an exceptionally large population of very, very, very sensitive patients who probably come to us because others don't really understand how sensitive they become because of their illness. Usually they have some combination of Lyme, co-infections, mold toxicity, and other infections or other processes. And so with Len's help, we have begun to understand he mentioned this. I just wanted to emphasize it. The teensiest amount of treatment, as he said, literally a second. We have found that for some of those patients, a second will begin the process of rebooting them and really be helpful. But if we give them 5 seconds, it will literally blow them out of the water. That they will, it'll take a, you know, days or a week to recover from that. I mean, no harm has ever come of that, but it just will throw them for a loop for a while if we.
Yeah, they might get real sleepy and be awake again after that wears off, or they might be really wired and not be able to sleep for a while, and that'll happen until that wears off. And people are always better after these issues wear off.
Yeah, absolutely. I simply wanted to emphasize that it's a great tool that allows you the flexibility, as you emphasized, spending time with the patient to try to ascertain, is this a sensitive patient or is this someone where I can give them the full treatment right from the get-go? It just,
And you operate in Northern California, but, you know, these sensitive people may not be as prominent in other areas of the world. In fact, in many areas of the world, they have problems with insensitivity and lack of awareness. You know, the old metaphor where you have to hit the mule over the head first to get his attention, and then the mule will follow instructions once you get his attention. And I don't really mean to say that all these mules are men, but oh well, moving right on. But it is true that we have a pocket here in Northern California of very, very, very sensitive individuals. And in other areas of the world, believe that these people exist. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to take a few minutes here, Len, to talk about a couple of other of our sponsors, and we'll come back right back to this subject. So I'd like next to introduce the company BioResource. BioResource is located right here in Northern California, and they distribute the German-made natural medicines that are basically homeopathic in nature, particularly the Pekana, P-E-K-A-N-A, line of homeopathics. And pertinent to this discussion that we're having, I'd like to mention what is called their Stress Buster Kit. The Stress Buster Kit that BioResource makes contains 3 powerful Pekana remedies. Neuregen, N-E-U-R-E-G-E-N, which treats mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion, people who are wired and tired. Psy Stabil is a second, P-S-Y-S-T-A-B-I-L, which helps to reduce anxiety and stress. And Dalectro, D-A-L-E-K-T-R-O, fights fatigue. And the combination is excellent for exactly the kind of biochemical or homeopathic support for some of the patients we've been talking about. So that's BioResource at BioResourceInc.com, which can be reached at 800-203-3775. 800-203-3775. And the second sponsor I would mention at this time is that of the Real-Time Laboratories. Real-Time Laboratories are the folks who have developed a superb test for being able to measure mold toxins in urine and nasal passages, and has enabled us to be able to make the diagnosis of mold toxicity, which is much, much more prevalent than people realize. Mold toxicity is a very, very important cause of some of the brain inflammations that we are going to be talking about. So to learn more, Real-Time Laboratories at realtimelab.com, 855-692-6767. And with that, we'll go to a break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com. Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm joined today by Dr. Len Oakes, who is the inventor and developer of one of my favorite medical devices, the lens, and that's what we've been talking about. So, Len, why don't you take us a little further with more of your thoughts about the lens and how it needs to be used in the most responsible way possible?
Sure. First of all, it's just a device. And, you know, if it's sitting on a table or a desk, it's going to stay there. And it's the skill of the practitioner who's using it that really brings it to life. And we're regulated by the FDA as a manufacturer, Oaks Labs is, and we're required only to sell to licensed practitioners. And then we have a training program that we offer the practitioners, which gives them the skills both to apply the lens to people and I have no idea where I wanted to go with that thought. I can't even think of the beginning of the sentence. So I can't end it. But
okay, maybe we'll give you a quick treatment here and we'll continue.
Well, good. I'm ready.
As our audience is listening and they're thinking perhaps they know people where this might apply, how would someone find a licensed, trained lens practitioner? Where would they go?
They would go to the Oaks Labs, that's OCHS-LABS website, Oaks Labs. .com, and they would click on the link that says providers, find a provider. And there's an alphabetized list, and if someone's a technician, it'll say who they're working with, and if they're a licensed practitioner, it'll give their license and their specialty. It could be a physician, could be a social worker, could be a psychologist, could be a therapist. So all these people are well-trained, and the training goes on every year. So they're trained, and they're retrained, and they're updated on everything.
How many people do you think you've trained at this point? You've been teaching this for quite some time.
I would say probably there are 1,200 people now around the world using it in, I think, 26 different countries, and probably well over a million people have been treated.
Great. So, again, our listening audience can know that this is a well-used tool. It continues to grow as more and more people become aware of how powerful and safe it is as a healing tool. I would also like to mention to listeners that there is a really good book on this subject by Stephen Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, called The Healing Power of Neurofeedback. Which talks about how the lens was developed
in more detail. It also gives a very good overview of what it's been used for and some of the research that documents how valuable that has been. So, again, the healing power of neurofeedback for those of you who want to learn some more about this.
Yeah, and what's most exciting to me is that now the software includes methods for sending every session anonymously to me so that I have all the data from all the sessions. I have no idea whose data I'm looking at, but I know the way the brain waves have gone, and I know the symptom patterns, so that if a therapist needs help with someone, I can even create an application for them and drop that application right on their computers. So to be able to have this wealth of data is a real gift now. So we can now see how enormously people change.
Right, and I have personally seen that over and over and over again. This is one of my favorite technologies, as I've said. Particularly, for me, like the most prominent examples would be, we have patients who have severe infections, including Lyme and Bartonella, who are left with residual neurological impairment, meaning after the infection has been essentially cleared up, because of this looping of the neurological circuits, many are left with pseudo-seizures or dyskinesias, which are odd jerking, spasmodic movements that are very embarrassing and very difficult to deal with. And we have found the lens a uniquely good tool to help reboot that system and help those patients literally be cured of those extremely debilitating neurological events. And for me, that would be just one example. Perhaps, Len, you could give a bunch more?
Well, you know, I'm thinking of a 14-year-old boy that I saw once, and he would come in and sit slouched in a chair, and I say, well, how are you? And he said, fine. And the second, third, and fourth, and fifth sessions, I'd ask exactly the same thing, and he'd come up with exactly the same answer, fine. And the next session, I said, how are you, when he came in? He said, I'm happy. So, wait a minute. Where did that come from? And it's true that people become happy, even. So it's a thrill to see these kinds of outcomes, because there's nothing that I know that and they're not happy in a kooky way. They're just pleased. They're content. They're peaceful. They're quiet, and they have a kind of a lifting in the heart. And it's a really sweet experience to work with people who have these reactions. We had a very, very famous psychiatrist who wrote The Brain That Changes Itself come in, and we trained him, and he was kind of skeptical at first, and we do a little demo on him, and he starts giggling and talking, you know, like people have a little sip of wine or something like that. They get very chatty. He says, I'm talking a lot, aren't I? And he's chuckling. He says, the funny thing is that there's nothing funny in my mind. He said, I just feel a lift. And that's a really sweet thing to happen. So there's a sweetness to using this that I don't find anywhere else. As a matter of fact, one of the things that concerned me first was the happiness of the therapist using it. The therapist works so hard to help people. And I wanted to give them a tool that would allow the therapist to be happy, because I knew that if the therapist was happy, that meant their patients were getting happier and better as well.
Well, I might be going out on a limb here, but I believe that in all interactions between healing professionals and their clients or patients, there is a, I want to use the word melding might be the right word, or a connectedness, which even includes a connectedness of brainwaves, so that if a patient's brainwaves go into a much healthier healing pattern, I suspect that the practitioner may experience some of that as well. Is that too off the wall, or do you think that might
happen? I think there's really something to that. This month, there's a fellow I know who does this kind of research has seen that, oh, even over a distance, brainwaves synchronize between people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite an interesting kind of energetic transfer, if you will.
So, you know, that old adage of, you know, physician, heal thyself. Well, if I'm healing my patients, I might be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's a lot to that. I can think of we had a little 2.5-year-old girl who was a preemie. She was delivered before her term, and she could only crawl. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. And now she's both walking and talking, strong little girl. And, you know, she went through a period of really sore muscles, and the parents had to get used to that because she started standing and using muscles she had never used before in ways that they were not used to being used. So she toughened up, she strengthened, and now she's walking and talking. She's probably about 3.5 or 4 right now. And the parents were really quite reluctant to tell anybody, any of the people that work with her, like her teachers, what she was doing because they didn't want to influence them. And the teachers would also say, oh, gosh, what are you doing with her? Because she's getting so strong and she's becoming so much more functional. So there's that kind of a person. And then there's the kind of a person who was in his early 20s, and he was on his way to Yale Law School and was about to be married, and he was a semi-professional bicycle rider. And he was tooling along probably on Route 12 between Sebastopol and Santa Rosa once, and someone was driving a car, a big SUV, and was turning around in the front seat to find something that was purchased just before. And as she was turning around in the front seat, her SUV drifted over and hit this guy about 50 miles an hour. So needless to say, he was a quadriplegic. He was saved, actually, by a dentist who straightened his head and neck out while the emergency team came. And he was in such bad shape with head injuries that the hospital that fixed him up never expected him to survive. So they had to implant titanium tubes in his head to keep some of the fluids from building up. And unfortunately, some of those titanium tubes had what's called a biofilm, bacterial outgrowth on them. And that continued to irritate his head, and he developed the worst seizures. And as I said, the hospital never really thought that they had to do a superb job of cleaning the titanium because they didn't expect him to live. But so he shows up as a quadriplegic probably 7 years after the accident, and he's now walking with assistance. He's putting 1,000-piece puzzles together. He still has great difficulty talking. You know this guy has had a head injury. But he's a very muscular person, and he still has seizures every night. But he hasn't had one in a long time because he uses some of our equipment to abort the seizures before they happen. So he knows exactly where to put the sensors and exactly when to put them. And he pretty much puts everything in place himself so he can use his hands again to do that. And his parents hope that he will become more competent so that he can go into a halfway house or something like that, and then he can be cared for. And, you know, he'll have some kind of future.
Right. So this begins to help us to understand kind of what this might do in the most severe conditions.
Yes.
So let me just mention our next sponsor, which is frequency-specific microcurrent. Frequency-specific microcurrent is my other favorite medical device, very, very different from the lens, very, very different in functioning, where specific frequencies are used to help specific tissues to heal. There's a great number of tissues, frequencies that are present for the brain, which can be used in a wide variety of ways to, again, reboot and help the brain function better. So to learn more, I encourage our listeners to go to frequencyspecific.com. And with that, let's go to a short break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Do you ever have an off day? Or is your life positive and uplifting? Making Life Brighter is a forum for positive, inspired, and contemplative thought, showcasing experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Your host, Winifred Adams, will bring to life topics to stimulate and make your life brighter. We want to hear from you. Be sure to tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Len Oakes, the inventor and developer of one of my favorite medical devices, the lens. And we've been talking about the tremendous healing power of the lens and the real wide variety of conditions in which it might be helpful. So perhaps, Len, I'd love to know more about where is your current research going? What's on the horizon? What are we looking for next?
In two areas. One is it's hard for many people who are even familiar with the EEG to understand how little a signal, you use the word homeopathic, can make such big changes. So one of the things that we're doing in the research is to document the huge changes in the brain waves so that other people can see that. One of the other areas is in the difference in how some symptoms can react and others remain untouched. And it turns out that that symptoms don't all resolve in the same time period. Some take longer, some take shorter times.
And is there any pattern to that?
Well, we're beginning to find out that some people who can't assess or realize that they're improving, we're starting to understand why that is. And it turns out that the ability to sense one's own improvement is yet another symptom. and that can resolve it, too. There's a whole healing process that starts and picks off the symptoms at different rates. Some symptoms resolve and trigger the return of other symptoms, which is fascinating to me. So, for example, pain goes away or anxiety goes away, and then people become more anxious and they get foggier because they get foggy because they get anxious. And so we're beginning to understand the interplay between the various kinds of symptoms. It's really, really interesting.
Well,
and it helps people understand how they're doing better, which is the point of the whole thing. You know, if we can tell people how they're doing and why, then they'll feel better just from that, because they'll have a context for what's happening.
I've seen that just people who've been told, oh, this is all in your head and you're making up some of these feelings, just to see on an EEG that, no, my brain waves are screwed up, is helpful to validate their own perceptions, which is an important part of the healing process.
Yes, it is. It also helps them to understand why we go slowly with them sometimes. For instance, if someone is very anxious, has been anxious all their entire life, makes every decision with an eye to their own anxiety, what'll reduce it. And if their anxiety goes away, they don't know how to make decisions anymore. And some of them wind up on the bed sobbing. They said, I don't know how to make a decision anymore, and I'm not getting out of bed. Now, that's pretty interesting. So if we go slowly, they can get used to lowering anxiety and in that way avoid going to bed.
Yeah, they can make that transition much more comfortably. I mean, we
yes.
see some of the same layering. So, Len, I would like to thank you for a fabulous discussion of the lens. I hope that this is going to be very helpful and useful for our listeners. And I'd like to mention that next week, we hope you're going to tune in, I'm going to do perhaps my most controversial show ever, and this one will be on vaccines, the proper use of them, and the political climate in which we're currently faced. So I will be joined by my good buddy who's been on the show before, Dr. Joel Friedman, and we're going to really roll up our arms and wrestle with that subject. So please tune in next week. Again, Len, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you all
for listening. Take care.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.